not to talk about family when family's all that we got. Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride. Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family. We chose this one. This is episode 19, bonus episode.
Bonus episode.
Mailbag number one. Ooh. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe Too. And this episode is brought to you by the United States Postal Service. Neither snow nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. USPS. Yeah. It's appropriate time of the year for it too, to be honest.
Definitely. And the reason we had like an emergency caucus, we had an emergency session today in our off week, is because our mailbag runneth over, if you will.
Yeah, you gave me like a hit. You were like, we might want to address this mailbag. I'm like, obviously I don't see them. They come to you, right?
Yep.
I was like, is there a lot of mail? Is there a lot of new mail? Is there a lot of new fans? I have no idea.
So it's a combination of a couple different things
okay.
here. The big thing is that...
Wait, how are we doing this? Are we going to do like intros? We can do backgrounds? How much... Is it just mail? We just taking straight to mail?
I think it's just mail.
Okay.
I think then
we'll do updates next week. Yeah.
When we record the next episode in a couple days, that's going to come out next week. That's when we can do the extracurricular activities on the streets, new lab observations, all that sort of
stuff.
This is just straight up mail.
Just mail. All males all the time.
Two Cage Club announcements, though.
Okay, good.
Yes, all males all the time. Magic Mike... style. They're both related. So today's episode of The Contenders, Tuesday, December 11th, Tobin and Eisenlund were on our first episode of this lap, talking about The Fast and the Furious,
yeah.
Which we will be, I mean, it's crazy to me to think, Joe, that we're already doing this, but like I was already talking to Mike, you know, resident historian Mike Manzi, our ride-along partner, Mikester, next lap, that I'm already talking to him, and I gotta fill you in on the date, but like, we're already scheduling the next lap to begin. Like, it's just like,
yeah,
I feel like we just watched that and here we are again. And
well, we did boost it, so
half this lap was monthly, so like it's gonna come even sooner next time. But yes, so we are, anyway, that is, it's happening very soon. But this lap two, episode one, Tobin and Eisenlund were on to talk about,
yes,
The Fast and the Furious. Their episode of The Contenders today is about Girl Fight, which is a movie starring Michelle Rodriguez,
herself.
Right.
That's a, she talked about it on the episode, remember? Because she said she loved
her
from that,
mm-hmm,
movie. Oh, that's perfect. Cool.
And this is a movie that is directed by...
Dito.
No, I wish. Not
I was going to guess it was Dito from A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints and from... What was the other one that we liked?
Fighting? Well, he did Fighting, but that's not the one. He also did another Shia movie, Man Down, which
that's
Mike and
true.
I closed out all his movies
that's
with.
That's why I made that guess, but go ahead.
Girl Fight is directed by Karin Kusama, who directed Aeon Flux, which we covered for Watch the Throne.
Oh,
she directed
cool.
a horror movie recently called The Invitation, which is great.
I feel like I've seen this or read about this, or we talked about this maybe. I don't
remember. What, The Invitation?
I don't remember if I saw it or not.
It's very good. But also of particular note to me is that coming out this Christmas, I don't know if it's going to be in every theater this Christmas or not, there's a new movie called Destroyer coming out, which stars Nicole Kidman, Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black, who I absolutely love,
yeah,
Sebastian Stan, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Bradley Whitford, Scoot McNairy. Like, this is like a stacked cast. It's like an action movie starring Nicole Kidman just beating the shit out of people, I think.
Well, her fingers are
Christmas.
So long. It's very easy for her to punch people.
And she claps. I mean, just has to, like, thunderclap with her.
She's
going to
be like Thanos,
knuckles.
But she claps.
The clappening?
Oh, God. I feel like we haven't talked in forever. We're, like, on. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just flowing, man. I don't know what's going on, but I like it. Okay.
It's that bonus episode
it's
feel.
It's a bonus
that special
episode
time
fever.
Of the year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. I'm getting tingling.
So... That is today's episode of The Contenders. So after this episode, if you want to go check that out, it's a movie that I have not seen yet that I, if we do, and I'm sure we will because this will go on forever, we will do a Michelle Rodriguez celebratory lap.
Of course.
So I'd like to do that there. Similarly, this past Friday, December 7th, Brian Rodriguez of the High School Slumber Party podcast, who talked about Too Fast, Too Furious lap 2, he talked about a movie called Tammy and the T-Rex, which is... Paul Walker's film debut.
Oh, that's right.
And also in the movie, there is a car chase that he is involved in. So they got very excited on there. Kara Gaylor-Regan of the Whistle Thinking podcast, she will be on lap 5 with us, the driving school lap.
Yes.
She was on that, and she was saying that she was watching this movie as a warm-up, if you will, for her lap toward the end of 2019. Ooh. So
electric start, she just had it going in the
garage. It's just weird that like there's not usually. I mean, considering how many people are in these movies, I feel like there's not a lot of crossover between this podcast and the other shows in the network, just because, like,
yeah, just the nature of it. I get it.
Exactly. There's a lot of dudes in here. I mean, there's, you know, Gal Gadot, we talked about, Wonder Woman was on the Contenders, all that sort of stuff. But it was just weird that in the span of 4 days or 5 days, two movies starring two of the core four people in this franchise,
the family,
Paul Walker, Michelle Rodriguez, you know, covered here on the network. So go check out the Tammy and the T-Rex episode. I think that whole movie is on YouTube if you want to watch
it. Yeah, that's I will remember cover, Brian posting about it. Like,
yep, you can watch which we will movie. Definitely cover, you and me, for... We have to talk about this off mic, but I feel like after lap five, so like we've got Mike's ride along lap three, then we've got sort of an open lap that we're going to try to get some, you know, maybe higher profile guests if we can.
If we can.
Then we've got Kara's lap. I'm thinking, just based on the timeline of it, maybe lap six is when we start splicing in the pit stops.
Down. Yeah, that makes
so,
sense to me.
The first one we're talking about, I think that we've already said on here a couple times, is the Paul Walker Memorial Lap. Look for us to cover Tammy and the T-Rex early 2020. So if you want to wait 13 months, go for that. If you want to check it out now, go check out High School Slumber Party.
Or bitch loud enough in emails, and maybe we'll do it faster. Who knows?
Who knows? Joe, I forgot. I told you that we had three. We actually have seven emails.
We have seven emails?
And that is why I wanted to make sure we did a special episode, a bonus episode today, because next week, next Tuesday's episode, we are having Kim Basine from Bloomberg.
Which
spoilers,
is awesome.
Maybe.
Yeah,
he is
maybe
going
spoilers.
To talk about Fate of the Furious and his ties to the franchise and so on and so forth.
Wow.
But I didn't want to have that be a three-hour episode with like an hour 20 mailbag, so I'd rather... You know, it's the same stuff you're going to be listening to in total, same amount of work for me to do editing, but I just rather have that be separate and just also give you, the fans, the listeners, a little bit of a bonus content in your week off if you want it, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I don't know if people care about the mailbag, so, like, if you don't like the mailbag, you can just skip this.
Yeah, exactly. If you like the mailbag being a separate episode on the in-between weeks, say something.
Yeah, if you want more of this, just send a more email.
Yeah. Or send an email saying you hate it, so we read about how you hate it.
Yeah.
In the emails.
Exactly. family@cageclub.me. Okay. First email from Wes Hampton.
Oh.
He wrote in, this was a reply to his email from Furious 7. He just said, he will cover this again in another, spoiler alert, he sent another email. But he says, quick email just to let you know that there's a new Fast and Furious mobile game, in case you haven't heard of it.
I think he mentioned this, didn't we? We talked about this.
No, I sent this to you on Facebook. When he emailed this to me,
oh,
I sent
okay.
you a little thing, a note about it. It's called Fast and Furious Takedown. He just finished the tutorial. It's fun for a mobile racing game. He'll see how long it keeps his interest. So
let me download that right now, actually. Good call.
Fast and Furious Takedown.
Yeah.
The next email we have, and Wes, I'm not skipping over Wes. We're going to have more from Wes in a little bit, and he's going to tell us more about that game. Next email is from Adam Taylor. And I don't know if you remember that name, Joe, but he was the one who emailed us and said, where'd you go? There's a problem with the feed. He was using that podcast app that I'd never heard of.
Oh, yes, I do remember Adam. Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's right.
So he writes in, he says, what's up, guys?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, Joe and Joey, I really appreciate you doing this podcast. So far, so awesome. Sorry for the delay since last email when I said another was coming. I've been swamped with work and grad school work
hey.
And just now finding time to sit down and think. Which goes
we
to show me that if someone is in grad school and loves these movies, they are the thinking man's movies.
They are. They're very intellectual. Just check in. I honestly like when people check in because if like yeah. you write an email and you don't, I'm just going to assume you died.
Also, I don't know if she listens to this, but Jenny McMullen, fan of our other shows, wrote into Boyfriend Material, so I know that she is doing well. So when
good.
We record next month for First Man, probably, we'll hear from Jenny there. So Jenny, if you're listening, shout out Jenny. Okay. Adam goes on to write, first lap was awesome, and I'm really enjoying the second lap as well. Hearing perspectives of fans and non-fans alike is very interesting.
Good.
I just finished Fast 5 Lap 2, and I'm part of the way through Fast 6. The Flash wedding story was hilarious, and Joe 2, get better, man. Foot injuries suck.
Yes. Actually, on that note, I'm doing a lot better. It's coming around. I took the stupid brace off. Doctor said I was good. I pretty much just have to go back once, but... Overall, good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
I start with my Fast and Furious history. I got into Fast and Furious my senior year of high school. I've always been a car guy, and this franchise drew me in. I feel as though the franchise has matured as I have, which is cool. As I get older, I'm less desiring street races and scantily clad women and just wishing I could heist 100 mil. I always look forward to where the series is going, and I'm glad we'll at least see three, counting Hobbs and Shaw, more movies.
Yeah.
First ranking. This was really hard for me, and honestly, if I wrote the same email tomorrow, the top seven could change. So he's got a firm number eight, but the top seven are all interchangeable. Unless they intentionally try to make the next films bad, I don't know that the last one, which I won't say, will move up the list anytime soon. Do you want me to count from eight up to the... I'll do eight up to the top. Okay. Fair number course. Eight, Fate of the Furious, which no surprise there, I don't think. Just not a big fan of this one. The arc was okay, but something about it never felt right to me. Maybe I just miss Paul Walker, which...
Yeah, true. That's how we felt.
Number seven, Furious 7. I love this one as well. Maybe it should be farther up. I'm going to watch it tomorrow and may have to reorder my list. I also feel like, you know, that's very emotional, that movie, as we talk about every time we talk about that movie. But I feel like if you don't want to think about losing Paul Walker, I can see why people might not like that movie as much, because, like, you sort of have to be faced with the reality that he is gone from the franchise, from this planet, from all that sort of stuff, right?
True, yeah.
Number six, Tokyo Drift. Enjoyable, just seems out of the universe in terms of the franchise.
Fair point.
When I watch it, I do love it, just not like some of the others. It's like watching Scrubs Season 9, which I've never really watched Scrubs. Have you watched Scrubs?
I had a friend that really liked it when I was, like, a freshman in college. Like, one of these kids really, really liked it.
Yeah.
So I would see it in passing. I've never, like, sat down and, like, watched it through. But I've seen a bunch of episodes, like, more than some other shows, for sure, so...
Gotcha.
I like Scrubs. It wasn't bad.
I mean, Scrubs Season 9, I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah,
Scrubs
it must be like nine. A new, like a reboot or something. Yeah.
Oh, Zach Braff was not on the show, I don't think.
Okay, cool. Makes sense, yeah.
Number 5, Fast and Furious, number 4. I really enjoyed this one and loved the look of determination on Mia's face before they broke Dom out. I really hope they find a way to bring Mia back. Yes, me too.
We do too. Yeah, I hope Jordana Brewster's in the rest of them.
I think they've said that she is, but I also might be making that up. I don't know.
They, like, wrote her out of the last one with that, like, phone. Don't call Mia.
Yeah. Number 4, The Fast and the Furious, the first one. One thing I find very interesting is going back to this one and realizing the age of the characters. Jordana Brewster looks so crazy young. I love the street racing and feel it's very accurate for a movie of its time.
Yeah.
Number 3, Fast 5. This is the ultimate and could be my favorite on a given day, but I just watched another one last night before planning my listen of lap 2 tonight, so it's definitely top of mind. So we'll get to that in a second.
Five
Fast
is
great. 5.
You know we love 5 in here.
Number 2, I don't know if you've been doing the mental math here, a little bit of a surprise maybe.
6?
No, number 2, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, okay.
A little cheesy, but mo cheddar, mo better. I would love to see Verone Carter come back in the franchise, maybe weird without Brian. Which is a good point, because, you know, we talked about he's just in prison, but I guess without that vendetta against Brian, I guess he could come after Tyrese, but also, does he really care about Roman? Probably not, right?
Yeah.
Number 1, Fast and Furious 6. You don't just pick up Owen Shaw like he's groceries. One of the best Dwayne Johnson lines in these movies.
I can agree with that.
He says, I do have an interesting story from Fate of the Furious. The scene where Dom's Charger flips all of the other cars was filmed down the street from my office.
Oh, really?
They're usually very tight with security, especially pictures at these locations. I walked down to see what was filming, and the security person was a friend of his dad's. They worked at the same fire station in Atlanta, so he let him in to take a few pictures with his phone, which he thought was pretty cool. He'll send a
few
us in a separate email once he gets them off the phone. In the effort to not be too long-winded, keep up the good work. He looks forward to many episodes to come, Adam Taylor. So
well,
shout out, Adam.
There will be infinity more episodes.
Yep.
So
now he sent in
Ride or Die.
A bunch of different pictures, which I'm going to download right now.
And so that means it was in Atlanta, if he said it was.
Yes.
So that's cool. That Matt just moved to Atlanta. Matt, the infamous Matt and his cooler. Did Atlanta win the MLS championship this weekend? I know that they were playing in the championship. Well, Matt was telling us because he was like, yeah, dude, everybody's going nuts for the soccer championship. I think they did. But
he says, as promised here, the pics I snapped of the Atlanta filming of Fate of the Furious. There's nothing special, really, but a cool relic for a true fan. I watched them place the cars with a front-end loader, which was really cool to see. That happened before I got the permission to start taking pictures. But we got these pictures. Thank you for sending these in. I'm going to put them here.
Oh, yeah. Six.
Two of those there, yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense that they have to, like, you know, crane them to where they want them.
Yep.
It's genius.
Like, I don't know how much he zoomed in, but he's, like, close to these. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that he was
really
able to get this close.
And these are, like, Maseratis and Porsches just smashed. Like,
yep.
I mean, obviously, they're going to crush a lot of cars here, but it's cool to see that they, like, you know, we always talk about, like, do they use a lot of CGI or whatever, but they really do just, like, murder a bunch of cars here in the least car-friendly fashion you can get. Yeah, these are all the cars that they're driving in, like, the chase scene. That's really cool.
So here's a little bit of a teaser taster. I'm going to put these pictures on our Patreon page, patreon.com/... Oh, God, what's our URL? Too Fast, Too Forever. So if you want to check these pictures out, if you want to kick us a couple bucks if you want to get some merch, if you want to just say hi. I started posting a few things there about sort of not really behind the scenes, but a few things there that are a little bit more not quite what we post on Facebook. So if you want to check these out, go check out patreon.com/toofasttooforever and check them out there. But thank you, Adam, for sending those in. Those are awesome.
Yeah, they are really cool, and I'm super jealous of you. I wish that I would have had the chance to do that. As you know, we would love to be extras in a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Who wouldn't? Yeah. But sure.
Next email from Wes Hampton. Lap 2 home stretch is the subject line.
We're definitely in the home stretch, that's for sure.
What up, fam? Loved the last episode, which was Furious 7 with Austin Wolf Southern. He says, Austin was a great guest and brought a lot of insight to a movie I'm already very familiar with. I have to admit, I am also jealous about him getting to watch some of them at a drive-in.
Same. You knew our excitement when we were recording. We were so jealous of that. I want to make it happen here. I don't know how I can do it, but I want to make it happen. So.
Me too. He says, we have one around here, I guess one drive-in around here, but I've never heard of them doing a screening. It seems kind of like a no-brainer, which I mean, yeah, like Texas, yeah. Especially north of Austin, like there's just so much open space. Just like,
yeah.
I don't know, just get a barn and just like, you know, project it on there and
you
just crank the audio.
You need like an old billboard or something, yeah. Right? Like,
oh, can you imagine? Like, I guess that might lead to accidents, but like if there was a billboard on the highway just like projecting a movie, whew, that'd
be
cool.
People would die, yeah.
Yeah. I finally rewatched Fate of the Furious for the first time since I saw it in theaters. I remember liking it then, though it was at the end of a marathon with a bunch of other fans, and I was expecting to not enjoy it this much time around, but I actually still think it's a lot of fun. There are so many dumb tech magic moments, and the family bits aren't quite as poignant, but overall, I really still enjoyed it. If nothing else, it got me even more excited for Hobbs and Shaw, hashtag justice for Han aside. I might even put it above Fast and Furious in my ranking. All right, here are a few quick things for you. My wife and I finally watched Better Luck Tomorrow the other night. I'm sure you remember this question in parentheses, maybe, but it's Justin Lin's first, quote, big film and official unofficial introduction of Han. It came out in 2002, and I liked it a lot, but it's very, very early 2000s, which, depending on your point of view, could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Good thing, yeah.
Definitely. Han is one of the main cast, and I recognize that at least three other actors that appear in later Fast and Furious films. Definitely keep it in mind for one of your pit stop episodes.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He goes on to say, you might have covered this on the On the Streets segment, but a new Fast and Furious mobile game came out last week called Fast and Furious Takedown, which is what we mentioned a little bit ago, his previous email.
Yep.
I've been playing it quite a bit, and it's fun enough. Mostly, I just like collecting and customizing the cars, but it's cool seeing some of the crew give you missions, so that's cool to see that in the game.
That is cool.
Of course, they try to push you into spending real money like most mobile games, but so far, all the timed prizes can be unlocked pretty quickly just by watching a few ads. I still spend the in-game money on upgrades faster than I can make it, but for now, I'm content just to play for free. So
Amen. We've talked about this before with the freemium game model, and Joey and I have opinions on that. I respect that you can buy things, and I think that that's a cool way to do it, but I don't want the game to be limited to, like, you having to buy things.
Right.
Like, you should be able to put in the time and effort to, like, upgrade.
Yeah.
And you should also be able to skip ahead if you have a lot of money that you want to spend on this, so...
Yeah.
Options.
Regarding No Knees Denise, sorry I can't help, which, come on, Les, you gotta pull through for us. I've wondered about that forever, and I was hoping the commentary might shed some light, but then I remembered Furious 7 doesn't have a commentary track, because apparently James Wan doesn't like doing them. I don't know why they didn't get Vin Diesel or some of the other cast to record them as well. He seems like he would love to sit down and talk about these movies for a few hours, and I would love to listen to it. Well, maybe one day on this show we can talk to Vin Diesel for a couple hours, and that'll be question number one.
What's up
with No Knees Denise?
We'll ask for you, I promise. If we ever get a chance to talk to Vin Diesel, No Knees Denise will be way up on the list of what I want to know about.
Although I wonder if he would know. I mean, I'm sure he might know, but also...
He could give some insight,
Tyrese,
you know what I mean?
Tyrese could know, or Luda could know. Yeah, there's
he'd be like, oh, Tyrese is like making shit up, and you know, this is one of the things he came up with.
You talked about Dom acting scared at one point, which brings up something I've noticed. The only movie he really has any sort of range outside of stoic or angry is the first one. In it, there's a great shot of him freaking out after the first drag race when Brian picks him up and they're running from the cops. It's the only other time I can remember him looking really nervous or scared.
Yeah, that's... You bought the Buster back. Buster brought me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he's not very scared in these movies for the shit that happens. It's, like, very even keel. And he gets progressively, like, more stoic.
Last thing, and this really should have been in the last episode email, but he forgot. Every Thanksgiving for the last 12 years, we host a trilogy party at our house.
I think you mentioned this, right?
I don't know.
I feel like maybe you told me when you were hanging out with him or something. I don't know.
I don't know. No, I told him. I remember he told me that
rock
his
band or something. I know
niece,
that part.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's written about rock band parties and stuff like that for sure. But I remember his niece or someone or his cousin wanted to watch action movies, and they showed her
Fast and Furious.
3, 5, 6 or something or something like that. So he's definitely doing the Lord's work there, which is probably the same thing I said back then. Okay. It started because me and my wife and two friends didn't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving, so we decided to do a Lord of the Rings Extended Edition movie marathon / Hobbit feast, and we've kept it up ever since.
That's really cool.
Side note, Wes, I don't know if you've ever done these. We might have even talked about these. But, like, the Alamo Draft House has done a few times.
Yeah, you've done a bunch of these.
The feasts, where they showed the 3 Lord of the Rings, the 3 Hobbit movies. I think they've shown all 6, and, like, there's, like, a 25-hour thing for all 6 of them, or something crazy like that. They have the food all day.
Godfather.
I did The Godfather. I did Cannibal Holocaust. Did I do another feast?
I don't know, but we've definitely seen them and talked about them. But I know you did The Godfather.
But I wonder, you know, because he lives so close to Austin, and there are the Draft House does so many feasts down there that I'm sure he knows about them. But I wonder if he's done them or if anybody's done them. If you have done them, email family@cageclub.me. They're very cool. Okay. Every year, someone picks 3 closely related films, not always a strict trilogy, to watch, and we just eat and drink all day. A bunch more friends have joined in, but it's still just 5 of us that take turns picking movies. My next pick isn't up for 3 more years, but my wife asked me if I was to choose Fast and Furious, which 3 would I pick?
Oh.
Which we can play in a second. I've thought about it, and I've come up with a few different trilogies, but I'm curious how you guys would divide them. I basically have 2 that I think would be the most fun. The Han trilogy, which is Tokyo Drift, Fast 5, and Fast and Furious 6, or maybe put Tokyo Drift last, maybe 5, 6, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Or the Brian trilogy, the Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Furious 7. There are more gaps in this trilogy to keep it down to 3 movies, but it's a bigger story with a more emotional payoff. So, okay, so Joe, if we were going to do our own Fast and Furious trilogy, what 3 would you pick?
Mine is very similar. When you first said it, and I knew where you were going with it, mine was kind of similar to Wes's, but it wouldn't be like the Han trilogy. I would do 1, 5, and 6 as the family action trilogy.
Okay.
That was my guess. But I like the 5, 6, and 3 to have Han to, like, bookend it. That makes it, it's way more concise than mine is. Like, that makes way more sense, Wes's. But, I think I would do 1, 5, and 6. Like, if I was, like, playing these with friends that have maybe seen, maybe not seen, for the masses, it would be 1, 5, and 6.
I think it'd be kind of funny to do, 2, 3, 8, and, to show them to people who have never seen them and be like, what the fuck are these about? You got Miami with, a couple guys I know, and then you got no one I know. Because, Vin Diesel's not in the 2, and then 8, he's against the family. I thought Vin Diesel was the star of these movies, the only one you're showing me, he's going against the family? That would be kind of funny.
That would be really funny. Yeah, Vin Diesel's in 1, and then the one that he's in, he's fighting against everyone that you imagine he's friends with. So it's like, what is going on here? Yeah, that's the antithesis lap or something. Yeah.
I do love, yours and Wes's. I think just to mix it up a little bit, I would probably go 4, 5, 6 because we talked about how 4 is like a reboot of 1 in ways.
Yeah.
A new model, original parts.
I think 5 and 6 are pretty standard. You'd have to put 5 and 6 in there.
Especially if you're showing them to, I guess it also depends on the crowd. If it's people that have never seen these movies and you want
to win them
over. I was
trying to do for the greatest mass appeal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're right. If it was somebody that's never seen the movies, it kind of changes it, you know?
And I think, because, Jordan and I, we talked about, came in at 5 or 6, and I think somebody else, maybe Wes or somebody, came in at 5 or 6 too, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe it just brought them back, so, there's definitely, you can enter at any point. Or no, maybe it was Austin. I don't know, whatever. My brain is mush. 1, 5, 6 probably makes the most sense, but I also think if you want to make it a little bit more flashy, maybe 4, 5, 6, just also, it kind of makes sense, these 3 movies came out in a row, you know what I mean? So,
I get
that's,
it.
Those are some good options.
Yeah, I think 1, 5, 6 is my final answer.
Yep.
For sure.
Wes adds in at the very bottom a car picture, which we will play on the next episode with Kim. So that'll be that.
No.
So shout out, Wes. Thank you, Wes, for writing in.
Yeah, thank you for the emails. As always, brother. It's good to hear from you. And you just never cease to amaze me with, like, your awesome fun time ideas, like Trilogy, Thanksgiving, Hobbit, Thanksgiving. That's fucking amazing. I love it.
Next email from friend of the show, Melissa Lynham. Subject line, hello. She says, hi, guys. I'm still listening. And then the rest of the email is a car picture, which we will also play next time. But shout out, Melissa. Thank you for
listening.
Writing in.
I'm saying hi.
Car picture number two.
I probably will see. Is she going to be there this weekend?
No, she is working. Yeah, my birthday is, as you're listening to this, my birthday is on Saturday. Behind the scenes magic, this is coming out Tuesday the 11th. We're going to record the next episode on Thursday. My birthday is Saturday, then the next one comes out Tuesday the 18th. So I'm having a birthday thing on Saturday night. She is working, so she will not be around on Saturday.
I'll be there barring a huge snowstorm.
God, that was terrible last year. Okay, but we will cover that on the Relap Recap episode, I'm sure.
Oh, cool. Yeah, good idea.
Okay, last email. New fan. Subject line, Joe 3 from Joe Reed.
What? There's a third Joe?
There is.
And he also likes Fast and the Furious?
Mm-hmm.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
He says, hey guys, found your podcast a while back and I've been working my way through them all. Currently, on the Fast and Furious Lap 2 episode where you announce you'll be going to every other week releases. Glad to hear it, and I'm excited for more content as I'm catching up. So shout out, Joe. Thank you for being on board with us just talking about these movies even more.
Yeah,
I have my ranking list
like
below,
it.
But I haven't watched all 8 movies in quite some time, so I was basing a lot off memory. So here
That's
we go.
That's okay.
Number 8, Tokyo Drift. Doesn't really fit with the rest of the movies. Fair point.
Okay.
While it was still unique and agreed, it had a great soundtrack. I felt like this one was
soundtrack.
A mistake. They spend the next few movies trying to make relevant and fit in. I don't agree, but I think that's if they look back and were like, oh, we maybe shouldn't
criticism.
Have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 7, Too Fast, Too Furious, another one that felt almost forced, with only Paul Walker returning. It was likely that they didn't realize what the franchise was going to become, but to me, this one just didn't fit as well.
Okay.
Number 6, Fate of the Furious. Without Paul Walker, it seemed like the franchise was struggling to figure out where to go next. Didn't like the Dom versus the family aspect. Right there in line. I mean, people named Joe do not like that. I think most people don't like it, but definitely people named Joe. Although the opening race scene where Dom takes apart and races the 50 Fleet line was really good. Yes. That's the most disappointing thing to me, is like, you know, we're going to watch this movie again, is that it begins so cool and then just like rapidly falls off the rails.
Yeah. Not like the train in 5. Not like it doesn't go off the rails like the train in 5.
No, not like a train that's retiring going off the rails. That's a Scott Aukerman on Comedy Bang Bang joke. This episode is like a retiring train, it's going off the rails. Number 5, Fast and Furious, number 4. This is to me where the franchise starts to regain its legs. The original cast is back.
Yep.
And they are back to the things that made the first movie so good.
Yeah, I agree.
He says, side note, the top half in my rankings are all much better than the bottom half in my opinion. These are the 4 that I go to.
So
or
he draws
re-watches.
Like a line. Yes. That makes sense. He's drawing like a line, like, okay.
Number 4, Fast and Furious 6. The Rock joins the team. There's a tank. What more do you need? Which, yeah.
Great, yeah.
Number 3, Furious 7. The tribute at the end really puts this one in the top 3. Also, I love that when they go to the desert, Dom stays true to his American muscle standards and is still sporting a Dodge Charger while the rest of the crew is driving high-end supercars.
True. Yeah.
American Muscle, every time. Number 2, Fast 5. Until listening to the podcast, I never realized that this was an adapted script from an Italian Job sequel. Can see the similarities looking back, which is probably why this one is so high in my ranking, since I really enjoy the Italian Job also.
Which we heard, and now we don't know if it's true or not, but we talked about it.
No. We know it's true. I think, I mean,
we
it was always like, I pulled
it
from IMDb trivia, but I think it was true. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to look again. IMDb.
No, remember, because Wes
Job.
Looked at it in like the last email thing. He's like, you guys said this a bunch, but like, I can't find any real facts about it. And we were like, oh, okay.
I wonder. Yeah, I don't know. But I believe it's true. In my heart, again, maybe that's headcanon, to use a Wes term. Shout out Wes.
Yes.
Maybe it's headcanon, but it also makes sense.
Yeah.
Number 1, The Fast and the Furious, the first one, the movie that started it all. I'm a gearhead, and while I've seen all of these movies in theaters, this and the Starsky and Hutch movie are the only movies I've ever gone to see with my uncle, who is my gearhead mentor.
That's awesome.
It was just so groundbreaking of a movie for drag racing and the car scene as a whole.
That's why we always ask our guests, place and setting. Like, it can really change your perspective on the film, and it gives me a good ranking. You know what I mean? Like, I like these.
Yeah.
If you went to go see it with your uncle's your car bud, that's going to put it way up there for me, too. I get it.
Yep. Just wanted to give my opinion, say thank you for doing the podcast and keep up the good work. And then also, third
More
email in a row,
like
he included a car picture. So I hope that Kim likes this game so we can play with him. But, you know, we will see.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. He also just said it doesn't matter whether you win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning.
Winning is winning. I love that everybody likes to throw in like a little Fast and the Furious quotes. Like everybody signs off with like some random line from it. It makes me really happy. Like, please keep that up. People love it.
People love these movies. I love it. You know, it's great.
Yeah, same. It's just so relatable, man. Like, it's just something for everyone, you know?
Definitely. So that'll do it for the mailbag for this episode. Go email us, family@cageclub.me. If something comes in between now and Thursday when we record, we'll read on that episode. If not, we will catch you on the Relap Recap episode, which I think comes out New Year's Day, which is our look back at this lap, our look forward to the next lap, and, you know, mailbag. And that's also where we're going to... you and I are going to fill in our answers for the... either or questions, and we can also maybe preview on air to the listener, although maybe not, maybe we want to keep it spoil safe for Mike. I don't know, we'll figure it out, but by then we will have our new version, hopefully,
which character are you.
Yeah. Although I do want to do maybe the first episode with Mike we do the Zimbio one, and then the second one we bust out ours, and that also gives us an extra 2 weeks to figure out how
it's coming along. We have like a lot of good ideas, and they're
The ideas were flowing as I was editing the last episode. I was just like, oh, here's a question. Here's a question.
And they were all good.
Here's a question. Yeah, so I mean, I just have to figure out the points to a lot, and also I need to figure out how to like put that in Google Sheets to actually make it work. But
yeah, we were like doing a lot of like tinkering with verbiage.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like how we want the answers to flow so that they're not inexplainable. Like the last ones. I just want to say, you know, thank you again to United States Postal Service. The United States Postal Service is an independent establishment of the executive branch of the government of the United States and operates in a business-like way. Its mission statement can be found in Section 101A of Title 39 of the U.S. Code, also known as the Postal Reorganization Act, if you want to read it.
Well, shout out to the mailmen and mailwomen, including my friend Ben, who you have met. He had the going away party. He's a mailman.
Oh, that's cool.
He's had a miserable time commuting these last couple of years, but he just got a transfer to literally one town over from me, so it's a much better commute for him.
That's awesome.
He's starting that very soon, but I know that it's not a glamorous job, and it's not an easy job, but you know, shout out to them for getting us the packages and the mail and all of these mails. All of these letters, family@cageclub.me, no postage required to email us at the show. And again, if you want to see the pictures from the Atlanta shoot of Fate of the Furious, go to patreon.com/TooFastTooForever. Go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, @cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Email family@cageclub.me. Check out patreon.com/TooFastTooForever. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, for Fate of the Furious to close out lap two with Kim Basine of Bloomberg. Actually, here's a little bit of homework. So I watched the other day, if you look up him on YouTube, mostly because I wanted to know how to pronounce his last name, and I still might not be getting it right. He used to be the entertainment reporter, I think, for Bloomberg. Now he's the U.S. luxury reporter.
Okay.
He's got a couple different YouTube series through Bloomberg. But if you want to see just like crazy expensive shops that he goes to, like look him up, last name Bhasin, look him up on YouTube, and he's just got like, he gives me the same vibe that Walt gives me, you know what I mean, like this professional serious journalist, but also just like
fun.
How is this your life, like how is your life to interview these people who like basically they have a shop open, they say if they sell one thing that day, you know, they cover rent for the week, you know what I mean, like it's just like and his job is to talk to these people, like it's just such a cool
I'm jealous
job to do. So check that out if you want to get a little bit of a preview for next week's episode. Kim will be on to talk to us about Fate of the Furious and the franchise as a whole. Then we have the Relap Recap, and the next year coming at you with the ride-along lap with resident historian Mike Mancy. So everything you need to know at cageclub.me. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And we'll see you next time, 1 week from today, for Fate of the Furious, right here on Too Fast, Too Forever.
Singing we keep your prices down. Feed you to